Zaracasta with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We are in the School of Acts. We're in the Working of Miracles module. Now, we've already laid the foundation, the introduction. Now we're going to go into the manual itself, and we're going to dig deeper, and the goal is to not be ignorant. And that's what this is all about, so that our faith can begin to reach into that realm of the Spirit of God and to begin to rise up and to shine like the church was created to shine. Let me open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the working of miracles. This was your idea. So therefore, we ask you to help us to line ourselves up to the authority of the Word of God. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you set in the church miracles. Holy Spirit, you have grace gifts called miracles. And when the two come together, the power of God is manifest and Jesus Christ is exalted. And so, Father, we just thank you right now. Help us to teach this and help us to learn it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, in the module, you're going to see that I lean on, I've gained a lot of help, a lot of instruction through Howard Carter, which from London, England. I believe that the Lord gave him a great understanding on how to rightly define the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so I strongly suggest that you get a hold of his book called Questions and Answers on the Spiritual Gifts, Howard Carter from London, England. And also Lester Sumrall. And Lester, as a young man, traveled with Howard Carter, and they went all over the world. And Lester began to learn and to understand and to see manifest these gifts of the Holy Spirit, not only in Howard Carter's life, but in his own life. So he had a lot to say about these wonderful, wonderful gifts. So let's begin. Howard Carter, he says this: the working of miracles is the supernatural demonstration of the power of God by which the laws of nature are altered, suspended, or controlled, except in the sphere of disease. Miracles demonstrate the power of God, and healings demonstrate his love and compassion. Then Lester Sumrall, he comes at it a little bit different angle, saying the same thing. The gift of the working of miracles denotes a supernatural intervention by God in the ordinary course of nature. In this gift, God works through a man or through some instrument. Now, when you look at this, especially if you have the manual, you kind of want to highlight something that Howard said and something that Lester said. Miracles demonstrate the power of God. Healings demonstrate his love and compassion. The two are different gifts. Two are different operations. They are not the same. And so we're gonna deal with that. So make a little note there. But then Lester comes through and says the gift of the this operation of the gifts of the workings of miracles, it's God working through an instrument, whether it's a man or some other instrument. Could even be an animal, and we see that in Scripture too, such as Balaam's donkey or the lions in the lion's den of Daniel. So let's kick in here. The working of miracles. Now we're going to get into this study. The working of miracles, I believe it's best if we define it by its Greek definition. And just start there. So we're going to start one step at a time, and then we're going to build it out. And what we want to do is challenge your view of the word miracle, or we want to bring greater definition. Because what I find is in the Bible, there are general words that we use, and then those words can also have a specific use. And that's what we want to pay attention to. And because we're dealing in English, and a lot of times we use words in English that overlap in a general sense, but then in the New Testament, they can have actually a specific meaning. And that's what we're going to learn. So I want you to listen. So we want to define this by its Greek translation. And I think the best way to do that is this. The energizing of miraculous ability put forth into a purpose or a direction. Meaning God's power, like energy, comes and empowers a person or an instrument, and literally through that power puts it into a direction to accomplish a deed, an act, a demonstration. So what we're saying is, it's the energizing energy of miraculous ability put forth into a purpose or direction. Now, this operation of power differs from the gift of faith in that this grace gift enables the possessor to enact or to do the miraculous. Both gifts manifest the power of the Holy Spirit, but in execution, they differ. So we're talking about the gift of faith and that operation of the gift of the working of miracles. And many times we kind of confuse the two. Both are God's power in demonstration. Both have an operation of faith in them, because everything that God does, there is faith in operation. There is faith in operation for every gift of the Spirit that manifests, but not every gift of the Spirit is called the gift of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith is always interwoven into anything that's coming from the heart of God or operating in us as we serve the Lord. There has to be faith. But it may not be the gift of faith. So when we actually start talking here about the working of miracles or the gift of faith, we need to rightly define what we're looking at. In this, we begin to come out of ignorance, we begin to develop our faith, and then we begin to go, you know, I desire this, and that's what God wants. Now, the best way to differentiate or to see a clear picture between the gift of faith and the working of miracles would be in the life of Daniel and the life of Samson. Now, these are two guys in the Old Testament, and they both interacted with lions. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel gets thrown into a den of lions. We don't know how many lions are down there. We know there's more than one. They're lions, S, plural. He gets thrown down in there. Now, he doesn't do anything. He is in a place where he's receiving God's protection. That is the operation of the gift of faith. God's faith is coming down and bringing a protection around Daniel. He's just there trusting God. And so the next morning, the king comes. No lions were dead. Daniel wasn't dead. Everything was exactly the way it was the night before when they dropped him down in there. Nothing happened. It was complete. In fact, when you read Daniel, the king, when he makes a proclamation, he says, let peace be multiplied. Why? There was such peace in that area because of the presence of the angel of God. Those lions were in complete control under the gift and the operation of God's faith. Let me bring a further understanding here. When Jesus said, let's go to the other side, he went and lay down and went to sleep. The storm arose. The water was coming into the boat. He wasn't waking up. The peace of God was so strong as he was resting in the gift of faith. God was protecting him. God was delivering him. He wasn't disturbed at all by the storm that was outside. He had already spoken, we're going to the other side, and he said, I'm going to sleep. That's the gift of faith. He's not doing anything. He's receiving God's power. Now, when we go now to Samson on the other side, Samson was confronted by a lion. And the power of God came down upon Samson. So this charisma gift, this charisma operation of power came, and what happened? That power enabled Samson with his own hands to kill the lion. Wow. One is the working of miracles, where that power is energy that's put forth into a direction. The other one is the power of God in manifestation, and the possessor of that gift is receiving. He's not doing anything. He's receiving God's protection. Both are power, but in function, they differ. They have a different result for a different purpose, and it's as the Holy Spirit wills. So let's continue. Let me just give a further thought here. Many times, or there's many times in Scripture where you'll see the gift of faith in operation, where the person that the possessor of this gift, or the who's at the focal point, is receiving God's power, but then that power changes and it turns into this working of miracles. So, for example, Daniel, lion's den, he's receiving God's power. He's not enacting against the lions. He's just enjoying the Lord, the secret place of the Most High God, abiding under that shadow. But as soon as they took Daniel out of the den, and the king said, now get all of those leaders, their wives and their children, so it's a big group. As soon as they pushed them in, the power of God that was protecting Daniel now is energizing the lions. And now they're doing the miraculous. And they're breaking every bone in the bodies of every person, every man, every woman, every child, before their bodies even touch the floor of the lion's den. Now that's the working of miracles. That's not normal. Lions are powerful, but they're not that powerful. No, I would imagine that those guards standing on top of that lion's den were staring with their mouths open, and I guarantee you they never forgot the day that Daniel went into the lion's den and came out, and then all of the leaders got thrown in, and they watched those lions go berserk under power. So you saw the gift of faith, and then you also saw the working of miracles. Well, it's the same with Jesus. He's in the boat. He's asleep. He's not worried about the water. The water's not going to change his direction. But as soon as the disciples were afraid, they woke Jesus up. And what happened? Jesus went from resting in the power of God. Now with his authority, he's taking that power through the Holy Spirit, and he's enacting against the storm. In one sense, in one operation, it's the gift of faith. The next is the working of miracles, where this power and energy energizing is moving in a direction, and Jesus stops that whole weather pattern. He just stops it cold right there. And so in one sense, gift of faith, but it turned, and that power went into operation into the working of miracles. It is not normal for a man to begin to enact against the weather and the weather to stop. In fact, the Bible says the disciples were afraid because they said, this man, he is in control of the weather. Yeah, he created everything, but they saw the power of the Holy Spirit working. Now, let's look at a couple other examples here. In the New Testament, Peter asked Jesus to command him to walk on the water. So Jesus spoke. Peter, by faith, he stepped out into the operation of miracles. He wasn't receiving God's power, protecting him, delivering him, providing for him. No, he was energized into a purpose. He was walking on the water. That is a very clear example of this gift in operation. Peter was empowered to do something. Another clear contrast between the gift of faith and the working of miracles can be seen in the life of Joshua and Elijah. And both of these men had some pretty amazing manifestations of the power of God. But when you look at Elijah on Mount Carmel, here he has the nation, and he has the prophets of Baal, and they have two altars. And the prophets of Baal get to go first and, you know, trying to call down fire upon their sacrifice. Nothing happens. Then Elijah sets up his sacrifice, pours water, soaks the thing. I mean, this is completely impossible now. And then what does he do? He prays. He simply, more or less, is saying, God, you're God. Let the God who is God, let him answer with fire. So he's simply praying, and he leaves it in the hands of God. What happens? Fire came down. God sent fire. Elijah never spoke that the fire to come down. He never called fire down. Now, sometimes we preach it like, oh, yeah, Elijah called fire down. No, he didn't. He left that in God's hands. This, you say, well, why do you think that was like that? Well, I think because God wanted Israel's focus on him and not on Elijah. You know, if Elijah called down fire, hey, fire, I'm speaking you to come down. Then people would be tempted to worship him or to look to him, maybe in an unhealthy way. No. Elijah was a man of prayer. He prayed fervently, and then in that prayer, he lined himself up with the plan of God. He knew what God was going to do. That's a word of wisdom. But he put it in God's hands. He prayed and stepped back, and God answered with fire. Because what was the goal? Answering with fire? No, the goal was that the hearts of the people would repent and walk away from Mount Carmel in love with God again. That's the whole purpose of that demonstration. But on the other side, when you look at Joshua, so that was the gift of faith. Elijah was not commanding it. He was receiving gift of faith. He knew what God wanted to do. He prayed, and in that operation of God's faith, he let God be God. But on the other side, Joshua, they were in the middle of the battle. The sun was going down, and what does he do? He turns to prayer. Now, both men were men of prayer, but in Joshua's case, after he prayed, he then turned and he spoke to the sun. Oh, now that's different. That power came down upon Joshua, and then he turned and he enacted against creation. Sun stop. And the sun stopped. In fact, the Bible says there was never a day like that ever when a man was speaking to the sun. Yes, that was the working of miracles. So you see a real clear distinction. Now, if Elijah had prayed and then spoken, fire come down, then he was the one enacting. But he didn't do that. Even later on, when you really study Elijah's life, the principal gift of the Holy Spirit in his life wasn't the working of miracles. It was what? The gift of faith. If I'm a prophet of God, let fire come down. He didn't call fire down. He said, if I am. He put it in God's hands, and God answered with fire. So it's really important when you look at how these gifts are operating. Then say, okay, Lord, teach me. Why did you do it that way? What can I learn from the why you did it that way? And then you realize why the gifts of the Holy Spirit are under the control of the Holy Spirit. And so very, very, very powerful. But you know, I also like Hezekiah. Hezekiah was sick. Now, I think we need to finish the beginning, the intro of the actual manual here with Hezekiah, because he's sick unto death, and Isaiah comes. He says, hey Hezekiah, you're pretty much going to die. And he delivers the word, and Isaiah's walking out. And while he's in the courtyard, Hezekiah, the king, turns over, humbles himself, cries out to God. And then God stops Isaiah in the courtyard and say, go back in and tell Hezekiah you're going to live. And in order to show you that you're going to have another like 15 years, the sun is going to go backwards. The shadow of the sun is going to go in reverse. Now, that's miraculous in nature, but that's not the gift of the working of miracles. No, they were receiving it done as a sign of God. God already said, this is what's going to happen. And they left it in God's hands. They received it done. So the gift and the operation of faith was right there operating, preserving Hezekiah with a sign of God's power. Isaiah did not do it. Isaiah did not pray and then look at the sun and say, sun, go backwards. In fact, remember, when it came to Joshua, after he spoke to the sun, it said it never happened again. So the operation was different. Isaiah didn't do it. He received it done. And so as we get into this study, I want you to be thinking, particularly in this study, the operation of the working of miracles, because they were in the early church. God put miracles in the church, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there is a working of miracles. And so now we're going to go forward here. So let's look at number one, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. So let's look at the power of God operating within the boundaries right there of the Holy Land. And Acts 2:43, the Bible says, and fear came on every soul. Now, put a little mark there. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So the book of Acts doesn't give specifics in this passage as to the signs and wonders, except that they were done by the apostles. Now, that's key. The apostles were enacting. They were in the power, and they were enacting. The gift of faith is one that's receiving. So the wording here is going to give you the flavor that these men were working in the power of God. Both miracles and the gifts of healings are gifts that do something. It's also important to note that the word signs literally means a mark or a sign that demonstrates the manifest presence of God. So when it talks about these miracles and signs being done, they were being done to manifest God's presence. So when people come across and they see this sign, right, they're going to experience God's presence. Ooh. The word wonders, it's best defined as an act that demands attention. So God was manifesting his tangible presence, demanding their attention, and manifesting his presence. His presence and manifestation and demanding their attention. Now I want you to think about that. Signs and wonders, what are they for? What are they for? They manifest his presence. They demand attention. And that is why there was such a big harvest of souls. God said, here's my presence. You'll love it. God says, hey, I'm demanding your attention. Start listening. And that's why they were turning the world upside down. And so let's just stop right there. And then we're going to pick up In the next session, we're gonna work to finish this. And so, Heavenly Father, right now, we thank you for what we've been studying. Seal it by the power of the Holy Spirit in us. We desire the working of miracles in Jesus' name. Go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready. God bless you. Bye-bye.